Snook, snook, went the cub as he sniffed at the milk. But he did not drink it. Here, it's good, said Ethan. Then he put his finger into the milk and held it near the cub's nose. The hungry little fellow licked and licked the boy's finger. What a baby you are, laughed the boy. Then suddenly he thought of something. On his brother's table he found an ink dropper that the captain had brought with him to fill his pen. Ethan took the rubber cap off and made a tiny hole in it. Then he found a small bottle in the cupboard and filled it with milk. Last of all, he put the rubber cap on the little bottle of milk. Here is your bottle, Snooks, said the boy, putting the rubber into the bear's pink mouth. The cub held the bottle in his paws, shut his eyes, and drank. How happy Ethan was to see the bear's tiny sides filling out. When the bottle was empty, the little fellow rolled over and went to sleep. Gently, Ethan took him in his arms, put him in a chair, and covered him up. Well, well, said the captain when he came home in the afternoon. What have we here? He touched his finger to the little bear's black nose.